God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How can you know the will of God? Millions believe that everything that happens is the will of God. Well, they do. Millions of people believe that whatever, you know, if it happens, then some way or another, it was the will of God, and we don't understand it all, but it was His will. Millions believe it. I've had people, you know, we're going to pray for to be healed. And you ask them, do you believe it's God's will for you to be healed? And they say, well, I don't know. I hope so. And you say, well, how would you know? They say, well, I thought you'd pray. And, you know, if I get healed, then that it was God's will. And if I didn't, then that meant it wasn't His will. So how are they ascertaining the will of God? By results or lack of results, aren't they? But people don't do that in every other area. They only do it in specific, you know, traditionally slanted areas. People don't do that with salvation now, do they?
No.
What if we did that with people getting born again? So how do we know if it's God's will for them to be saved or not? Well, if they make heaven, we'll know it was God's will. And if they bust hell wide open, then we'll know it was not God's will for them to be saved. No, you won't know any such of a thing. Now, this is the most important thing about a man or a woman's life. Are there people who are perishing without the Lord?
Yes.
Is it the will of God?
No.
No, it is not. Well, then, is it true that everything that happens is God's will?
No.
No. And if it's that way with the most important thing, your eternal salvation, why would we think it's so different about something temporal like your healing? Or like your meeting of your physical needs? No. You cannot ascertain the will of God just by what happens. That is a spiritually irresponsible stance. It's a spiritually lazy position. Oh, it's mighty convenient. Everything that happens, it was the Lord's will. Everything that didn't happen, it was the Lord's will. And you hear people, I'm talking about Christians that you rub shoulders with. You hear people talking about this. They're late. They didn't get something done. They mess up and they go, well, it must have been God's will for you to goof off and watch TV all night and not be ready. Was God's will. They're in the floorboard trying to find their cheeseburger that they dropped and run through an intersection and have a wreck and tear up their car. And we don't understand it, but it must have been God's will. Really? It was God's will for you to be looking for a cheeseburger in the floorboard and have a wreck. Do you see what I'm talking about? Well, we just don't understand all these things, but you know, everything happens for a reason. Have you heard that before? Everything happens for a reason. That's like saying the sun shines and we can see. We get in water and it's wet. You haven't said anything. Well, sure, there's a reason. The reason could be you were dumb. You weren't paying attention. Huh? Reason could be you didn't listen to God. But see, prideful people, they don't want to take responsibility for anything. And so it's very convenient that everything that happens is mysteriously the will of God. And what's so convenient about it is I never get called for anything. I never get called on anything. I'm never held accountable for anything. Why? Because, hey, it was the will of God. And we don't know why it all happened or didn't happen, but hey, don't question the will of God. Which is a very subtle way of saying, don't ask me any more questions about it. Or make me have to answer or face it or deal with it. Very convenient. But a lie. And a deception. I'm asking and answering the question, how can we find the will of God? How can we ascertain the will of God? Because millions, you know, millions of people believe what we've been talking about, that, well, whatever happens, if they get healed, well, then it was the will of God. If they didn't get healed, then it must not have been the will of God. If they get blessed and prosper, then it was the will of God. If not, it was the will of God for them to be poor. And I'm sorry, but that is just unacceptable in light of the Bible. Amen. Go with me to Romans 12. I'm asking the question, how can we find the will of God? And how can we know the will of God? Is it true that everything that happens is somehow the will of God? I think not. Romans 12 and 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove means test, and find out what? What are you going to find out? What is that good and acceptable and perfect what? Will of God. Now, if everything that happens is the will of God, why do you need this renewal and testing and proof? You wouldn't need any of that because everything's the will of God. He's saying you got to get your mind renewed so that you think right. You got to learn some things and be taught and understand some things so that you can test everything that's around you and decide will of God. No, that's not the will of God. That's good. That's the will of God. That's sort of the will of God. That's halfway in. Oh man, that's the perfect will of God. That's absolutely not the will of God. Amen. Are we supposed to learn how to discern?
Yes.
And prove?
Yes.
And test and find and prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? Who's supposed to find out what the will of God is?
Are.
You are. I am. Is it going to take a little doing?
Yes.
Yes, it is. You're going to have some changes in your thinking.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Your mind needs to be renewed. It's kind of like reprogrammed.
Yes.
Renewed means something was in there.
Yep.
Right? And we need it renewed. We need something else to go over it. That means there's going to be some changes in how you thought. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. 1 Thessalonians 4. I'm still talking about how do we find the will of God? Some people say everything that happens, good and bad, is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3 says this, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Is there any fornicating going on? Any adultery going on? Is it the will of God? When I say, you can't just pick and choose. If you believe that everything that happens with men and women's bodies in healing and sickness is the will of God, then why doesn't it apply over here too? What's the will of God? Control yourself. Possess your body. Don't have affairs. Don't be in fornication. Don't be in that is the will of God, the Bible says very plainly. Is that happening everywhere? The will of God. Is that happening everywhere with everybody?
No.
No. Are there things happening on the earth that's not the will of God? Who's supposed to find out what the will of God is?
We are.
How are we going to find it? Need some mind renewal. Turn right on over here. Here's another verse that's similar to this. 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. Are you there?
Yes,
5:18. In everything give thanks. For this is what? Is everybody doing that? All the time and in everything, giving thanks. Is there any griping going on? Griping and complaining, is that the will of God? How did we find out it wasn't the will of God? Right here. If giving thanks is the will of God in every situation, then griping can't be the will of God. If being saved is the will of God, being lost can't be the will of God. If being chaste and being faithful is the will of God, then affairs and adultery and fornication can't be the will of God.
Amen.
If being healed is the will of God, then being sick can't be the will of God.
Amen.
Oh, now there's a lot of folks with degrees and initials at the end of their name think it's more complicated than this. Of course, they got no scripture for it. And they're, what they say they believe is inconsistent with other areas of their life. And besides that, they're hypocritical about it. In both the areas of healing and prosperity. If you do not believe in healing, then don't try to get healed. At least be honest about it. Don't go to the doctor. If you believe you're supposed to be sick and you're going trying to get better, then you're trying to get out of the will of God.
Right.
Well, I don't know whether it's the will or not. Well, you better find out. Because if it's really the will of God for you to be sick, then you and those doctors and all those nurses are out of the will of God.
Yeah.
Trying to change the will of God for your life. Well, you either believe it or you don't. I don't believe in all that prosperity stuff. Well, then be broke. Be broke. If you really believe it's God's will for you not to have anything, then don't you do it. Don't you have anything. Practice what you say you believe.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, How to Find the Will of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002A. That's R2002A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.